Brishas. So a Jew has to follow the Shulchan Aruch. And a Chassidish Yid, a Chassidish Jew, has to follow the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Alter Rebbe of Lubavitch in Shulchan Aruch Harav, in his introduction to the Seder of Mincha and Erev Shabbos, writes, Seder Mincha Erev Shabbos, Omrim Hodu B'chol Erev Shabbos Kodem Mincha. That before a person comes to say the Mincha of Erev Shabbos, so a Jew is supposed to say the Mizmor of Hodu, Mizmor Tehillim Perk Kuf Zayin. And the din is, the Alter Rebbe writes, just for the sake of clarity, the Alter Rebbe writes, Levad kishachal Yom Tov v'chal Moed b'Erev Shabbos, except in cases when we're already in the middle of a Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed, if that falls out on a Friday, so then you don't say Hodu before Mincha. But aside from that, a Jew says Hodu on Erev Shabbos before Mincha. The Indian of saying Hodu before Mincha is not something which was founded by the Alter Rebbe. It was something that was... It's an old tradition. It goes back to the Baal Shem Tov, his grand Rebbe, and the students of the Baal Shem Tov, who were very makvid to say the tefillah of Hodu, this Mizmor Tehillim Kuf Zayin, as they were entering into that threshold which separates between the 6 days of the week and the seventh day, which is Shabbos. One of the students of the Baal Shem Tov, it's recorded that Echad mitalmidav shel, in the second source, Echad mitalmidav shel Magid miMezrich, one of the students of the Magid of Mezrich was a Jew by the name of Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon was a student of the Magid, but as was the ways of the Holy Tzaddikim, he was not only a student, he was also his doctor. Shahigam Rofa, he was also his doctor. Pam'achas ba'achas me'arve shabasos shebe'eis cholav shalamagin. And one time, on one of the Fridays, one of the Erev Shabbases, during the time when the Magid was very sick towards the end of his life, Hayamad, he would stand liad mitaso ha-magid, he would stand next to the bed of the Magid, in order to be mashkiach u'lishomer al b'riosav, to kedil hashkiach l'shmor al b'riosav, to check to make sure that the Magid's every need was taken care of, to make sure that the tzaddik had what he needed to keep him comfortable, to keep him healthy, to keep him well. Ba'od ha-magid amar es ha-mizmor hodu shelefnei tefilas mincha shel Erev Shabbos. And one time while he was sitting there doting over the Magid picked up a Mizmor Tehillim, he picked up a Sefer Tehillim, and began to recite the Erev Shabbos capital of Kuf Zayin, of Hodu L'Hashem Kitov Kilom Chasto, Yom Rugole Hashem Asher Golem Yad Tzar, going through the different words of the Mizmor. Kasher Higia Hamagid the Pasuk Kol Ochel Tisayiv Nafsham, and when he got up to the Pasuk of Kol Ochel Tisayiv Nafsham, like it says, in the pasuk in this Mizmor Kuf Zayin, that all food became disgusting, became an abomination to these people, to these lofty souls, who are the topic of this Mizmor. Kol ochel tisayv nafsham, they despised any food because of their precarious situation, we'll see in a moment. Nisbat l'taivas ha'achile etzal talmid, the student of the Magid of Mezrich, testified about himself that he lost all appetite. From that time on, this Talmud, whenever he would eat anything, he was unable to taste anything more than the taste of dirt, of mud. And not because the food is bad, but because when you try to compare something as sweet as the Noam Elyon, the sweetness of knowing that Hashem is part of your life, that Noam Elyon that the Magid was feeling as he was saying the capital of Hodu, to any food, it comes out bland. It comes out not tasting like anything. Kasher himshech haMagid, when the Magid continued saying the Mizmor, v'amid lahagil amiras haPasuk v'yizaku el Hashem, when he got up to the pasuk that says v'yizaku el Hashem, pasuk yud gimel v'yizaku el Hashem batzar lehem, to scream out from the depths when a person's in that place of narrowness, of confinement, when he got up to those words, "Vayizaku el Hashem nimla talmido shel ha-magid me'acheder," the Talmud of the Magid of Chedar, Rav Aaron Gordon, jumped and ran as fast as he could out of the room. Mikiven shehirgish shenishmaso omedus lefarach mimenu, because he felt like his soul was about to depart from him. This is the koach of a Jew saying Hodu on Erev Shabbos. But we need to understand how and why. How and why does the Mizmor of Hodu fit in the world of a Jew, Dafka on Erev Shabbos, as he's moving from the 6 days of the week into the holy day of Shabbos Kodesh? So of course, this Mizmor Tehillim, Kuf Zayin, which is a remarkable parak of Tehillim, serves as the basis for Gemara in Maseches Brachos and Dafnan Dalar Munbez. The Gemara in Brachos and Dafnan Dalar Munbez says, Amar Rabbi Huda, Amar Rav. Rabbi Huda said in the name of Rav, Arba Tzrichim Lehodos. There are four people who need to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having saved their lives. And the Gemara enumerates Yorde Hayam, Holche Medbaros, Misha Yecholov and Isrape, Misha Yechavosh Bebesa Asurim VeYatza. Someone who goes down and takes a trip into the sea, he takes a voyage into the dangerous ocean. A person who's wandering through a desert and is saved, comes out from there. Misha Yecholov and Isrape, something my family knows very well. A person is sick and they get healed. Baruch Hashem, my brother finished his time in the hospital this week. Umisha Hayachavash Bebesa Asurim Veyatza. And somebody who was in jail and he was taken out of that prison, out of that cell. So the Gemara says, how do we know that these four people have an obligation to thank Hashem? What's the source? Listen to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Yarde Hayam Inalan, how do we know the Yarde Hayam? And it begins to quote several psukim, almost a dozen psukim, from Mizmor Kuf Zayin of Hodu. And the Gemara quotes the psukim, Dechsiv, Yarde Hayam Ba'onios, those who go down in boats, Himoro, Maise Hashem, Vayomer, Vayomad Ruach Sa'ara, they see the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You go down into the ocean, into a boat, and you're no longer able to see dry land, and the wind starts to blow. Ya'alu Shamayim, Yardu Tahomos, the waves, tidal waves, all around you, rocking the boat back and forth. Vayomar Yachogu Ve'ano Keshikr, people are bouncing back and forth like a drunkard, you know, like a person on a boat, feeling seasick from tossing back and forth. Va'amar, and then the Pasuk says, Vayitzak, Vayitzaku El Hashem, they screamed out to God, B'tzar Lehem, in their place of confinement, of being threatened to be swallowed up by the ocean. U'mitzukoseim Yotziim, and they got rid of the tshuva, V'amar Yakum Sa'ar L'dmama, and what happens, the ocean returns, this wind returns to silence, V'amar V'yismichu, Ki Yishtok V'yomar Yodu L'Hashem Chastu V'nifla'os of L'vnei Adam. Notice Pasuk Lamed Aleph, in the Mizmor that you have on top, Pasuk Lamed Aleph is a refrain which repeats itself four different times. In Pasuk Lamed Aleph, and then earlier in Chaf Aleph, and earlier than that in Tesvav, and earlier than that in Pasuk Ches. The Paitan, David names Miras Yisrael, repeats this refrain of Yodu Lashem Chastov and Flaoso Livnei Adam. This feeling of thanks to Hashem that after going through a terrible storm in the ocean, as the Gemara continues to recount Psukim Dalad through Ches, Toba Midbar, someone who's walking through the desert, and they're starving, Re'evim Gam Tzmeim Nafshim Behem Tesatef, they're about to pass out from hunger and from thirst, until finally, again, Vayitzaku El Hashem, they cry out to Hashem, and they're saved, and Yodu L'Hashem Chastov, and Flosov L'Nei Adam. And the person who's sick, the Gemara goes on to explain, Avilim Miderech Pshayim Vavonoseim Yisanu, that the person is sick, and they're standing on Shari Mavis, like the Pasuk says in Pasuk Yilches, until finally, Vayizaku El Hashem, they cry out, Takarish Baruch Hu, B'tzar Lahem, in their state of pain, And Hashem saves them. Yishlach devarav yarfeim. Hashem heals the person. Until pasuk chavalef again, yodu Hashem chastov nifosav them. That amazing feeling of being saved, and a person screams out Hakadosh Baruch Hu in joy and in thanks. Arba tzricham lehodos. Finally, the person in jail. Pesukim yud through tesvav. Person's yoshev choshech v'tzalmavis. The Gemara says a person sitting in darkness in a dark jail cell in a pit. Vayizaku al Hashem, they scream out Hakadosh Baruch Hu and yodu Hashem chastov nifosav me'adam. Excuse me. This Gemara, which is the source of the Arba Tzrichim L'Hodos, the four who need to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being redeemed from a difficult situation, from an impossible situation, and who scream out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, serve as the backbone. These four people serve as the backbone for the entire structure of this Mizmar. And obviously, in order to understand the secret of why it is that we're reciting this Mizmar Dafka on Erev Shabbos, we need to understand exactly what's going on here. So I didn't put it in the source sheets, but just to talk outside for a minute. A Jew is a spark collector. A Jew spends their life looking for sparks of holiness. Mitzotos HaKadusha, which originally were part and parcel of the soul of Adam HaRishon. And everybody knows that there was something called the Shviras HaKelim, there was something called the breaking of the vessels, where mysteriously somehow the eating from the Eitz Hadas that Adam and Chava partook in, that eating of the Eitz Hadas caused the shattering of their vessels, so that Mitzotos HaKadusha went all over the world into all levels of existence. Domim, Tzomeach, Chai, Medaber. And a Jew in this world is nothing more, nothing less than a spark seeker, a spark collector, who goes around collecting these sparks and putting them back in their proper place. This is a big inyan in the Sfarim, Hakadoshim, and Chasidus. It's discussed a lot at length in the more Kabbalistic Sfarim. I don't want to talk too much about that inyan, but as a little bit of a background to understand what this inyan of spark collecting is all about. So we should remind ourselves of what's written in the Tanya. The Tanya, in the very beginning of Tanya, in the third parak, the Tanya explains that when we speak about things in this world that are usser and mutter, some things are usser and some things are mutter. So we're used to thinking about things of being usser and mutter, of being prohibited and being permitted. Netanya explains that the word asir and the word mutter stem from the word asir and matir. La asir, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described as the one who is matir asurim. He unties those who are bound up. So for something to be asir, it means that it's bound up. Netanya explains what that means is, and the commentaries on Netanya, what that means is that something which is not kosher, it's not, oh, that's off limits. The reason that something becomes not kosher or we shouldn't engage in it, the reason something becomes usher is because that activity is not conducive to spark raising. Because either in the case of food, the spark is buried so deep inside of that prohibited food that it is, so to speak, asur, it is bound, it is jailed. A beis asurin is a jailhouse. That the spark is jailed in that particular piece of food. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that we don't have the capability now, in our current state, to uplift that spark. And therefore we're told, as Jews who are spark seekers, people in the world who are not Jewish, who are not spark seekers, they can engage that spark. It's not that they're lifting it, but that's not their job to lift it. But a Jew, that's asur, it's bound up, it's tied up. Food which is mutter and activities which are mutter are those activities where the spark is matir, it's untied. All I have to do is engage it, and do it in a holy way. And that lifts the spark. Throughout the 6 days of the week, a Jew is engaged in spark seeking, in trying to find those sparks and elevate those sparks. But as we know, the whole segula of Shabbos is that Shabbos is kviya v'kaima. A Jew doesn't sanctify Shabbos, but Shabbos is sanctified memela. as the Sidur Shal Shabbos writes, that the main difference between the Shabbos and the Yom Tov of the world is that Yom Tov is decided by Am Yisrael. There's a Beis Din that has to come and sanctify Rosh Chodesh, and then that in turn brings about the Yom Tov. But Shabbos is Kvi V'Kayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu elevates that Kal V'Chomer, if that's true, the difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos, and certainly between Chol and Shabbos, there's a big difference. During the 6 days of the week, we are trying to lift the sparks, and on Shabbos, Hashem lifts the whole world itself by Himself. And when a Jew is moving from that place of the 6 days of the week into Shabbos, you're moving from the world of spark seeking and collecting to just being elevated because it's Shabbos. Because klum chaser mi beis hamelech, because nothing is missing from the king's house. But if we want to understand what happens on Shabbos, we have to first understand what happens during the 6 days of the week. So arba tzrichim lehodos, there are four that need to thank Hashem, there are four who need to give their thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me flip the page. The Shulchan Aruch records this din. This is where we get the idea of saying Hagomel. Nowadays it used to be that you would bring a Karban Todah. But nowadays we say Hagomel. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Arba Tzrichim Lehodos, there are four people who are chayev to be Modet HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to thank Hashem for saving them. Yorde Hayam, Kisha'olo Mimena, when people go down into the ocean, they come up from a long voyage and they're safe, they have to praise Hashem. V'hochli Midbaros, those who are walking in the desert, Kishigili Yishuv, when they get to their place of Yishuv, they have to thank Hashem. U'mishayachol of an Israpan, a person who is sick, and he needs to be healed. And then he is healed. He has to thank Hashem. Mishayachavash beis asurim, and a person who is in jail. Vayatza, and he goes out of that jail. Now listen to the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch does something very strange. Normally the Shulchan Aruch is not interested in giving us simonim. That's not the way of the Shulchan Aruch. But remarkably here, the Mechaber writes, v'simonayich, and it's simon, the sign, the way to remember this. A mnemonic device to help you remember these four who need to help, who need the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore need to praise Hashem. Is the pasuk v'chol ha'chayim yodu chasela? All those who are alive, praise you, God. Chayim, says the Shulchan Aruch, is roshei tevos chavush yisurim yam and midbar. Chavush, those who are in jail. Yisurim, those who are sick and suffering from the yisurim of being sick. Yam and midbar, those who are in the ocean or those who are in the desert and are saved from the peril. They need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chol ha'chayim yodu chasam. But I don't think it's so far-fetched to suggest that the Shulchan Aruch here doing something very uncharacteristic is also telling us that v'chol ha'chayim yodu chasam, that all of life, you don't have to be in these four cases. It's not only if a person is chavush in jail. How many people are in jail all the time? Whether it's confined by actual walls, how many people are in jails that they put themselves in or other people put them in? Boxes that they think of themselves as a certain way and not another way, capable of this and not capable of this. The yisurim of a person in this world, chavush, yisurim, yam, midbar, these are things that we all go through. And I don't think it's so far-fetched to say that, because when you begin to look in the Sfar Makadoshim, you begin to get this feeling that v'chol ha'chayim yidu chasela, that a Jew needs to constantly be praising Hashem because life is filled with Yisurin and Hashem is constantly saving us. We're living Hodu. Hodu is a mizmor that we say on Erev Shabbos, but we live the entire 6 days of the week. So Reb Nosson of Nemrov, the great student of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, about whom Rabbi Nachman said that if not for my Reb Nosson, none of you would have ever heard of me. So Reb Nosson writes in Likutei Halachos, in the Halachos of Birchos Hoda, Halacha Vav Ostes, Kol Inyan Ha'arba Tzrichim Lehodos HaNizkar La'el, this entire Inyan of the four who we've been talking about, who need to thank Hashem, Ovrim Al-Kol Adam B'chol Eis, V'chol L'chaim Yidu Chasel. He doesn't quote that. V'chol L'chaim Yidu Chasel. Everybody's kind of Chaim, life itself. on a national level, the Jewish people, what we're going through right now, and individually, each of us, life is filled with Yisurim. Sometimes a person is physically arrested by these difficulties. He can't act because he's physically tied down by his Yisurim, by being emotionally, but physically, emotionally, or financially strained. V'alpirov, but most of the time, says Rav Nassim, if we're honest with ourselves, what person doesn't go through life? Alpirov ayedei sha'are harpaskaos. Excuse me. Ha'ovrim ala adam b'chol yom. The difficulties, the strains, the stresses, the existential crises of being a human being in the world. Befrat b'inyan golos hanefesh. A person feeling far from Hashem. I just read a story yesterday about Rav Baruch of Mezhebuzh, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, the brother of the Degel Machane Ephraim. That a Jew once came to him thinking he was coming to complain about a certain problem in Gashmis. The famim Gashmis mamish, but al pirov, it's the harpaskos of existential being alive and the difficulties, befrat golos hanefesh. And this Jew came to Rav Baruch and he said to him, Rebbe, I need you to help me. I'm in a terrible situation. My ill health and my wife is not well and I have these children to marry off. And he came with all these different things. And Rav Baruch said to him, no, so why don't you daven to Hashem? Daven to Hashem, ask Him to help you. And the guy said, because Rebbe, I can't daven. I don't know how to daven. I can't daven the way you can. I can't speak to Hashem and make changes and all like that. So Rav Baruch turned to him and he said, Im Kain, if that's true, the problems that you thought you came to me, those are nothing compared to that problem. A person can't speak to his Father in heaven. You can't speak to your Father. You don't know how to pray to your Father. You have much bigger problems. You have Golos HaNefesh. And everybody feels that from time to time. We have that problem. That we try to learn and we try to daven and we try to be good and we get knocked down and we get back up and we get knocked down. And there's a Golos HaNefesh. It says Rav Nassim, V'alkein tiknu lanu bedoros halalu lomar mizmor hodu b'chol erev Shabbos, b'knisas Shabbos. Because of this, the tzaddikim, the Baal Shem Tov, and the Talmid HaBaal Shem were metaki, and they fixed this avoda that on erev Shabbos we recite the mizmor of hodu l'Hashem ki tov ki lom chasto as we're entering into Shabbos. Ki sheishes yimei hachol him b'chinas olam hazeh shenikra erev Shabbos, because the 6 days of the week are this erev Shabbos. We're running around, the avoda of spark-seeking is a dangerous avoda. And it's a taxing avoda. And it's a gut-wrenching avoda. And sometimes we succeed and sometimes we don't succeed. But Olam Hazeh, the 6 days of the week we're running around, is filled with tircha. Like the Gemara says, it says the 6 days of the week are called Erev Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos of Olam Hazeh. Chazal give a mashal, Misha Tarach ba'Erev Shabbos, he has what to eat on Shabbos. Misha Tarach ba'Erev Shabbos, he'll have what to eat because he's involved in all the toil of preparation of Shabbos. But whoever doesn't won't have what to eat on Shabbos. And Chazal explained that that's a mashal for doing the avoda of this world so that we'll have what Shabbos may in Olam Haba, that we'll be able to have in Olam Haba. But Chazal described it as a tircha of Erev Shabbos. Being alive during Olam Hazeh dik living, is a tircha, it's hard. When the covet of the Jewish people is being dragged through the mud, it's hard. When we are fighting to be good Jews, but the Seor Shebe'isa and the Shibud Malchus is just overpowering so that we don't feel like we could turn to Hashem in a proper way, that's a tircha. That's a tircha of Olam Hazeh. Not to mention all the physical difficulties and struggles that we all have individually and collectively. The Rebbe, we'll come back to Rabbi Nassim in a second, but the Rebbe of Rabbi Nassim, Rabbi Nachman, spoke a lot about this inyan. And it's a heavy thing. Reb Nachman said in Likutei Maran in Madura Basra, towards the end, almost the very last piece almost, in Likutei Maran, where he said in Kuf Yutes, so Reb Nachman wrote over there, Dibrei Manu Kama Pa'amim Inyan Yisur Il Mahaza. Reb Nachman used to speak to us a lot about Yisurim in this world. Shekol b'nei ha'olam kulam aleim Yisurim ein gam echad shi'i ala olam haza. That Reb Nachman said that Reb Nachman used to speak to us a lot about Yisurim and tell us that no one in this world really has olam haza. Like the first piece in Mechtav Me'aliyah, Rav Dessler, where he talks about no one really without spirituality has olam haza. Va'afilu ashirim ha'gedolim va'afilu asarim, even the richest people, even the princes, the officers, ein lem shum olam haza klal. Their whole life is filled with sighing and with anger. So one guy is a little bit less well off, so he's schlepping around trying to get his groceries without a car. And he's schlepping around with his wagon and his back-breaking avoda. And the rich guy, so he has, forget about schlepping, he doesn't schlep. He doesn't even drive the car. He has some guy driving the car for him. But he has his peklach, he has his difficulties. And the same pain that's experienced by the schlepper who's schlepping his groceries is the same pain that's experienced by the rich guy because the steak wasn't done exactly to his perfection. And everybody knows much, much, much worse things. That rich people are not freed from the worries of maybe the stock market's going to crash and my kids are just, they just run with the money and I don't have a relationship with my children. My house is too big to even fill with the stuff that I want to fill it with. Nobody's freed from the 6 days of the week, the tircha of Erev Shabbos. The kama poem dibarnu mizeh v'hainu roam inyan kozos, five lines down in Likutei Maran. Many times he spoke about this, and we saw with our own eyes that this is the truth. V'afilu misha nidme alav, even someone who appears to us, sheyesh lo olam haza b'shleimus, he thinks, and it looks like from the outside that he has olam haza b'shleimus. How many times I personally in my own life have spoken to people who seem like happy, good, successful people, and then after a little bit they open up to you and you find out that there's a world beyond what you could have imagined of pain and suffering in this world. Osher and Chosin, the Kavod, the Honrav, on the outside they have Osher and property, and they have Kavod and Honrav, and they have palaces, Armonim, Gedolim, the Kalim, Neflaim, they have treasure troves of all types of exotic things from all over the world. If you look well at the person, he's filled with pain and suffering. Many different types of things. We see this with our own eyes, people. That's the page. And at the end, the last paragraph, Rabbi Nachman says something which is very striking. Benachman says, Ana va'amar Rabbeinu finished his discussion of Yisurin and Olam Haza, and he said something which is very painful, but very true, and a little bit funny. He said, Hinei hakol omrim sheyesh Olam Haza v'Olam Haba. Everyone says that there's something called Olam Haza and Olam Haba. And if you go around, you hear people asking for proof. They say, listen, how do you know that Olam Haba really exists? You know, have you ever seen it? We really know Olam Haba exists, and they're asking for all types of philosophical proofs and theological proofs. V'hinei Olam Haba anu ma'aminim sheyesh Olam Haba. Rabbi Nachman said, when it comes to Olam Haba, so ani ma'amin be'emunah shleima, that there's something called Olam Haba. I believe my father told me there's Olam Haba, his father told him there's Olam Haba. We have a tradition coming from Har Sinai, we have a chazaka from Moshe Rabbeinu himself who spoke to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We know there's an Olam Haba because we believe through our emuna. And then Rabbi Nachman said, "Efshar sheyesh gam olam haza." Maybe I could also imagine possibly that there's something called olam haza also. Kain be'eza olam, maybe in some parallel universe, somewhere far off. Everyone was always looking for proofs that there's olam haba. He said, "I believe there's olam haba because we have emuna in our tradition." But olam haza, Rabbi Nachman said, "Ki bekan." I don't know, maybe Olam Haza exists somewhere out there in the world, but someone has to prove to me that Olam Haza exists, because When I look around, the world seems like everyone's filled with Yisurin. Kol kula maleim Yisurim gedolim tam. Had someone proved to me that there's something called Olam Hazeh. The Amr, and he said, She'ein nimtza shem Olam Hazeh klal. There's no such thing as Olam Hazeh. Olam Haba, I believe, exists. But Olam Hazeh, someone proved to me that Olam Hazeh exists. And I ask you, is this the same Rabbi Nachman? This is the same Rabbi Nachman who said, Mitzvah gedol lios besimcha tamid. How can we reconcile these two things? And the answer is that there's a day a week called Shabbos, which is Me'ein Olam Haba. And that Olam Haba could be drawn into the 6 days of the week. A person can draw the avoda of Olam Haba into the 6 days of the week by realizing that all of the tirchos and all the tirdos and all of the mistakes and the knee scrapes that take place during 6 days of the week are all for the sake of Shabbos. It's tircha on Erev Shabbos so that we can have what to eat on Shabbos. And at that intersection of the 6 days of the week and Shabbos, when a person is Vayizaku El Hashem, when a person screams out to Hashem like the Maggid of Mezrich did, a person is able to come into that place of Shabbos, that Olam HaShabbos, that Noam Elyon of Shabbos, and lift up all of the 6 days of the week. All of the sparks that he was trying to raise that got stuck somewhere in between become elevated on Shabbos. So there's a mashal from the Divrei Shmuel of Slonim. The Divrei Shmuel of Slonim, the Slonim Rebbe, said a mashal which we can understand the sweetness of Hodu and what a Jew feels like, what a Jew should feel like when he's saying those words, Yodu Lashem Chastov v'nifla'osov l'fnei Adam. What does a Jew feel when he's following the directive of the Baal Shem Tov and the students, when he's standing there Erev Shabbos before Mincha, reciting the sweet words of Hodu? Shabbos hu'al derech mashal l'holich b'derech b'geshem chazak. We have no shortage of this mashal Baruch Hashem in Eretz Yisrael these days. It's raining nicely, thank God. Shabbos is like a person who's walking through heavy, cold rain. V'hu kutz mamish sleep. V'hu kulo ratuv ad l'sheir atzmosav. His bones are soaked. He's saturated. Ratuv. He's completely saturated and freezing cold. V'hu roi v'roid mekor. He's shivering and starving from the freezing cold. U'lefeta pit'om. And suddenly, out of the corner of his eye, he sees in the distance, Paga ba'achsanya. He meets up and he sees, out of the corner of his eye, he sees in the distance this achsanya, and he starts to approach. And he comes to the achsanya and he sees, wow, there's a chimney, there's smoke coming from the chimney. And he sees that warmth emanating from within the house. V'yesham mikol tov, as he gets closer, he looks, he can see through the windows, he sees that there's all good things that he could possibly need in that house. V'nichnes pnima pashares begadav haratuvim, he enters into that place and strips himself of his soaking, freezing, wet clothing. V'lavash begadav nekiyim, and he puts on clean clothing, v'yavashim, and dry clothing, v'achol v'shasa v'noach v'schamim, and he sits and he eats and he drinks and he warms himself up by the fire. Ad kiheshiv nafsho, to the point that his soul is returned to him. And as much as he was about to expire from the freezing cold, from the shivering starvation of that cold winter travel, he sits in his home and his soul is returned to him. Heshiv nafsho. V'azer koach laham shechala b'derech nidodav, and he's given the strength to go back and to continue his journey after he leaves this place. Shabbos kodesh hu achsanya. Shabbos, the holiness of Shabbos is that in. Asher yona matza ba manoach mikol ha-daigus va-tzaras v'chol yegei koach yanuchu sham me'enyanim ha-miyagim v'hanogim al-guf el-hanesham, the things which drag us down and which make us weary from the 6 days of the week. Shabbos gives us rest. Shabbos gives us a place where we can sit and warm up a little bit before going back into the cold. It's me'en olam haba. And so I ask you to imagine for yourself. Imagine the feeling of that Jew who's standing at the threshold. He feels, he opens the door and he feels that warm breeze come out. Picture yourself being this frozen, soaking, starving Jew who opens the door and he's about to enter into this place that's filled with all types of good food, and he smells the food and he feels the warmth. What word can leave the person's mouth if not for the words Yodu Lashem Chastov Nifla Osav Livnei Adam? Yodu Lashem, praise is God. Hodu Lashem Kitov Kilom Chasto. Thank you, Rabbonu Shel Olam, for giving me this break. V'chol Achayim Yodu Chasela, where I realize that all of the sparks in my life that I'm trying to elevate are finally being elevated on Shabbos. And in that moment of elevation, I scream out to Hashem and I say, Hodu Lashem Kitov Kilom Chasto. So go back to Rav Nosson for 1 second, and I'll finish. So Rav Nosson continues about 6 lines from the bottom after there's 3 dots. You know, a person goes from being the person who says there's no Olam Hazeh at all to being the person who's mitzvah gedola lios b'simcha tamir. Lahamshech simcha al'atzma yedei sheistaka al'sof. When a person looks to the end, shu tachlis olam haba, and he realizes that everything in this world, all the sparks that he's trying to elevate, and that he will succeed at elevating when it comes to Shabbos, shu b'chinas Shabbos sha'aziz hapich hakol l'tova, that everything turns for good. Ki afilu apachos sheb Yisrael v'agaruah sheb begaruim, even the most simple, the most basic, the most base Jew realizes, ein shir l'kol ne'imus hatov, he realizes that there is no end to the pleasantness, the goodness, Hanifla shenizke az, that a person will merit at that time. And all of the tirdos, all of the tirchos, all of the travels through the midbar and in the yam and the yisurim and the being jailed, all of that's nothing when you think about the payoff, which is Shabbos Kodesh, which is Olam Haba. Kmo shechziku osanu atzadikei emes bekam l'shonos b'inyan zez, the tzadikim explained to us in many different words and different language to try to explain this inyan to us. And this inyan is a chizuk for the Jewish people as we're coming to the end of time. As we're coming to that end of days when all around us is just chavush and yisurim right and left, especially from here in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, the city of peace, which is racked with the pain of not having shalom, of not having peace. So these yisurim, we have to keep in mind, we have to keep our eye very strong on the prize, we have to keep our eye on the sof. So I'll end with a maisa. A maisa that was told by a Jew named Rav David Greenzweig, Zecher Tzadik, Kadosh L'Bracha. This Rav David Greenzweig was a survivor of the Holocaust, and he found himself with the Sheir Sapleita, with the rest of the Yidden, in this camp in Germany after the liberation, which happened to have been the same camp where the Kleisenberger Rebbe was. And this Rav David Greenzweig describes, he used to tell about the first Friday Mincha that he was davening in this displaced persons camp in Germany with the Kleisenberger Rebbe. So he says that the Kleisenberger Rebbe, Zechus Yegen Olenu, he saw to it that they would create some sort of makeshift shul in one of the disused buildings in the camp. He took one of the buildings that weren't being used and he kind of tried to clean it up and made it into a makeshift shul. So I'll read for you now. So this Rav David Greenzweig said that shortly before Shabbos, the Rebbe devised a talis using a sheet and made tzitzis from a spool of wool. In this way, his beard showing its first signs of regrowth, the Holy Rebbe came into the packed room. He walked to the front and he began to recite the words of this passage with a heartbreaking voice. And this story really is what's keeping us going right now. After the shattered vessels of the Holocaust, Kleisenberg Rebbe got up, and in a heartbreaking voice he said, Hodu Lashem Kitov Kibilim Chasto. Hodu Lashem Kitov Kibilim Chasto. Hashem's kindness is forever. Can you imagine saying those words after what he went through? The congregation of survivors stood there and cried. None of them had sederim, but it didn't matter. The Rebbe was extremely weak, and his voice trembled. Yet with every moment it grew louder and louder until it filled the large room and pierced the heavens above. Say those redeemed by Hashem who saved them from the enemy. The Rebbe continued, and more cries in greater intensity echoed from the people. Children of man who sit in darkness in the shadow of death, shackled in affliction and iron. Slowly the Rebbe removed all the Jews who were standing around from the darkness and the shadow of death. He broke open their shackles. Reb David would say that everybody was standing around crying from the depths of their hearts. The foundation of the hall shook as the survivors cried with the Rebbe. The davening lasted for an hour and a half. When a Jew stands by Hodu on Erev Shabbos and he went through his own difficulties which sometimes can be so painful that you feel like you're going to be swallowed up. So you come to Erev Shabbos and all of the sparks, all of the tirchos, all the tirdos of the 6 days of the week begin to make their ascent. Shabbos Milashon Lashuv, everything returns back to Hashem, and Hashem lifts all of us up, and Hashem Himself, together with us, begins to recite, Hodu Lashem Kitov Kilom Chasto, children, say it with me, Hodu Lashem Kitov. Realize that everything I'm doing is for your ultimate good. It's to get us to that place of the Olam HaEmes, it's to get us to that place where it's Kulo Tov, where it's Yom Shekulo Shabbos. Hashem should give us the strength. We should have the strength in these last few minutes before Mashiach is coming to recognize that our job right now is Vayizaku El Hashem, to cry out to Hashem. Vayizaku El Hashem, Vayitzaku El Hashem. Like it repeats over and over again. Vayizaku, Vayitzaku. Betzar lehem imitzukosem yoshiim. Kadosh Baruch Hu should see us in our straits, in the straits of the 6 days of the week, and in the straits that we're in currently, personally, communally, nationally, cosmically. Yoshiim, and redeem the Jewish people with Bias Kol Tzedek Mehem Amen.